Welcome to this podcast in the Smart Science series by Adiseo.
Hello, this is Dr. Brian Sloan here with Dr. Dan Lucchini from Adiseo. We're visiting with Dr. Sergio Casamiglia from Benestar Animal in Spain, otherwise known as the Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Spain. Sergio, could you take a minute to tell us about what you recently presented at the 2021 American Dairy Science Association, particularly the studies you did with lactating sheep?
Well, we conducted some studies with the objective of trying to define the requirements and the effect of supplementing methionine, rumen-protected methionine, to lactating dairy ewes.
And what did you find? Can you give us some highlights of the studies, the protocol, and the results, please?
Well, basically, I think that in general terms, requirements of dairy use are well-defined. The supplementation of methionine to lactating dairy cows has been shown to be very effective in increasing milk production and milk protein content. However, that specific requirements have not been well-studied in dairy use. So our hypothesis is that dairy ewes will respond in a similar manner to dairy cows when supplemented with this methionine. So what we did is we designed an experiment with three groups of ewes that we selected: a group that was fed a normal diet with no supplemented methionine, that based on the requirements described for dairy cows would be deficient in methionine. And then we established another group where we fed recommendations as established for dairy cows, with the objective to see if dairy ewes would respond in a similar way. And then we included a third group, trying to see if dairy ewes will respond more if the requirements will be even higher than in dairy cows. So this was the experimental setup that we designed our experiment. The results of the experiment show that if you do supplement methionine in a similar way with the same objectives that you would in dairy cows, you would find a sizable increase in milk production. That increase in milk production was in the size of between 10 to 15%. However, these differences were not significant. I think that the reason that it was not significant is because the genetic background of dairy ewes are less homogeneous than we would find in dairy cows, and therefore there's a lot more variability. So this is the typical situation where we have a sizable improving production with no statistical significance. However, when we went into the protein content, milk protein content increased between 0.2 percentage units in the cows supplemented with a 2.5% methionine. And that was one of the expected results in our hypothesis, which means that to a very large extent, dairy ewes will respond in a similar way to the supplementation of rumen-protected methionine up to a level of recommendations similar to dairy cows.
Sergio, you essentially designed your treatments at these three levels of methionine, MetD, and as percent of PDIE. Can you describe what these terms mean in terms of the dietary protein fed to the ewes?
Well, I think that in your questions there are two issues. In relation to protein content, has basically nothing to do. We did a preliminary study, which abstract has also been published at the DSA meetings, where we tested two levels of proteins, 15%, which will be the recommended levels, compared to 16.5, a little higher, and we found no response. And the next obvious step was, what happens if it's not a problem of the amount of protein, it's a problem of the amino acid profile, and that's the reason we conducted that second study. So it has nothing to do with the protein level. Now, the second part of the question is, what does it mean, digestible methionine compared to PDIE? This is a terminology used in the French system. And the French system has worked very hard and in a very good direction in establishing recommendations for dairy use specifically, because that industry in France is very important. Now, PDIE stands for protein digestible in the small intestine. So when we establish MetD, it means that it's digestible methionine as a percent of the protein digestible in the small intestine. And that will be very similar to the percent of methionine in metabolizable protein. In the practical way, this means that the typical recommendations for that we use in dairy cows for a 2.5% methionine as a percent of total protein will also apply to dairy use. And I'm not sure whether that answered your question.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you, Sergio.
Well, Sergio, I must thank you for a very complete overview of this great research program. Daniel, how do we think we may use this in the field to give advice to nutritionists and producers with lactating you?
Well, yeah, no, Brian, this is a good question. I mean, it is good to confirm that the guidelines used to optimize the dietary amino acids offered to dairy cows match those to look for in the diets offered to use. As Sergio pointed out, these results may need a little bit further refinement specifically for this use, particularly looking into or being conscient of the higher or less homogeneity from the genetic point of view. But from the practicing nutritionist, it is very clear out of this work and the work that Sergio cited from the previous work that they've done, that anybody looking into feeding or optimizing diets for use can use the same guidelines used for dairy cows.
Yeah, thanks, Dan, for these comments. I would just like to add that I particularly enjoyed seeing that when dialing in the methionine levels, you don't need to overfeed metabolizable protein or PDIE. Therefore, it gives us the opportunity to be more efficient in the use of dietary nitrogen, free up space in the formulations for other important ingredients. So thanks again, Sergio. And for any of the audience wanting to read in more detail the abstracts presented by Sergio, please go to adisale.com.
Thank you. This concludes the Smart Science Podcast by Adisale.